Good evening. There's been no change to the U.S. mission on the ground in Syria. We continue to maintain advisors on the ground who partner with our partnered forces, the Syrian Democratic Forces. They are operating throughout northern Syria from the Iraqi border all the way to the west of the Euphrates River. Their mission has not changed. At the same time, we're certainly well aware of the skirmishes that have been taking place over the last 48 hours. And we call upon all the parties operating within northern Syria to remain focused on the most important issue, and that is the defeat of ISIS, the most serious threat to peace and security in that region. Well, I'm not going to speculate about the locations of our forces on the ground. As I said before, we have forces all over northern Syria. They are providing advice to local commanders on the ground, to our partner forces, and they're assisting our partners on the ground, the Syrian Democratic Forces, in calling in airstrikes against Daesh positions. I won't speculate or comment on what specific forces are doing at specific times because of operational security reasons. Well, what I can tell you was that the airstrike against the Shayrat Air Base was an act conducted by the United States in response to a Syrian regime's use of chemical weapons in Khan Sheikhoun. We consider that action to be complete. And I'll also say that the international coalition maintains focused on the defeat of ISIS. I leave it to the Russians to speak about what role their air defense systems have in the defeat of ISIS. But what I will say is that we are focused on liberating the capitals of Raqqa and Mosul from ISIS control. Well, we were very encouraged by the recent statement of the Russians reaffirming the tenets of the Memorandum of Understanding, which has a communication line in place to make sure that we have safety in the airspace over Syria. As you well know, that airspace is very complicated with a lot of actors conducting air missions, and so we are encouraged by that statement. I can also tell you that communications with the Russians have not gone interrupted since it was established. So we think it is a very positive development that the Russians have decided to keep this line open. Well, we think this is an important and very important symbolic victory for the Iraqi security forces. We see the Iraqi security forces making slow but steady progress to recapture western Mosul. They do so with the support of coalition advisors, with precision airstrikes, with guided munitions, and we look forward to supporting the Iraqi security forces as they liberate the entirety of west Mosul. That's right. So last week, President Trump delegated the authority to establish the number of troops in Iraq and Syria to the Secretary of Defense. This does not portend an immediate change to numbers or strategy. What it does is it reverses the previous policy, which where that number had been established by the White House. So I won't speculate about what change in strategy there may be in the future, but this change in policy, this delegation of authority to the Secretary, only changes the authority to establish the number of forces in Iraq and Syria and nothing else. Thank you very much.